The state of Washington grows about 300 types of crops, from the lush valleys north of Seattle to the orchards of the Columbia Basin to the rolling fields between Spokane and Walla Walla. And ask any of those farmers about Washington's Initiative 522, and you'll get every kind of answer. If passed this November, it would require labeling of genetically modified foods. The initiative would not ban GMOs as they're known, but it could have a big impact on Washington agriculture. Correspondent Anna King visited two family farms to get two very different perspectives.
We're near Waitsburg, Washington, at Montier Fromagerie, a sheep and goat cheese farm. The house and milking barn sit in a little valley, hugged by steep rolling hills. In the farmhouse, husband and wife Pierre-Louis and Joan Montier are setting the table. Their cluttered kitchen is filled with the smell of their own freshly butchered, free-range chicken roasting in the oven. Four friends have just dropped in for a late lunch.
You know what that was? That was a chicken, Gordon.
And soon the conversation turns to Initiative 522.
So for myself, I want labeling.
That's Joan Montier.
I want people to know that they're getting a product off our farm they can totally trust. We're not using anything, any sprays. We're digging weeds. We're through. We did farming for 20 years. We did all the chemical use we could do. We're fed up with that.
Joan's husband, Pierre-Louis, says, sure, scientists have studied GMO crops and not found any ill effects on humans. But, he says,
who knows what's going to happen? We have no idea of long-term effect on this, you know. So if there is, if the producer of GMO product are so sure that they are safe, then label. Don't hide. If there is nothing to hide, then label.
Joan and Pierre-Louis agree with experts who say labeling for GMO foods would likely cost more and be passed on to the consumer. But she's okay with that.
So I think the more the consumer wakes up and sees that the choices are there, you might have to pay a little higher price to make sure you're eating better. But what's wrong with that too?
About 90 miles away, wheat stubble and newly planted fields roll in every direction. A father and son are reworking a seeding machine in a farmyard near Ritzville. Eric Meyer's family has farmed wheat in this same place for five generations. The farm's grown to 7,000 acres. None of Meyer's crops are genetically modified at this point, but he doesn't want to eliminate that option for the future. He thinks GMO labeling could put Washington farm products at a disadvantage.
I produce on the world stage. I've got to be competitive globally anymore. Wheat is a global commodity. And if someone else is going to grow it cheaper, they're going to grow it cheaper and the market's going to go down. I've got to be able to compete globally. And that this is another tool to get me there if I have a home for that product.
GMO wheat isn't in supermarkets now. But for farm products, perception is everything.
The way that this initiative would be like a warning label on a product. And why are we warning people when we've got a food in there that's safe? You know, it makes no sense to me.
Like many Washington voters, a lot of farmers are still undecided about Initiative 522. Most I've spoken to say they'll wait and watch. These two families have one thing in common. They are less worried about the November election than they are about the nearing spring. I'm Anna King, outside of Ritzville, Washington.
My problem is I throw tools everywhere.